Welcome in. It is Capper's Corner, week 12 in the NFL. Let's roll through where we're at in the season. 32-26 in the NFL. 4-9 in my locks. I finally hit my last one here with Minnesota. They did need a defensive touchdown and a special teams TD to win and cover the point spread. But look, I'll take it after all the heartbreaks I've had the past couple weeks, including we did a double lock this past week, and we had Carolina, who's up 20 in the fourth quarter and blows the game. We talked about that, so we don't need to get into it. I did, however, have an awful week in college this past week, so hoping to bounce back. I went 0-5. It was 0-5 wrong. I think that's harder to do than going 5-0. But anyway, so we sit here with our college games. I'm going to run through the five I have. A couple of big matchups, at least in the top 25. I don't necessarily look for those matchups, but try to find value. I will, however, pick the Ohio State game, and we'll do that one first. I do like the Buckeyes to win by more than a touchdown. I think they win by at least 10 here against Michigan. I think it's a bad spot for Michigan. I'm not as worried about the quarterback situation and all that. I think JT Barrett's going to have a good game. It's his last game against Michigan, his last game in college in the regular season. So I think this will be a big spot for him. And Michigan has typically struggled with the spread offense. So we'll see what happens here as Ohio State faces Michigan. But I do like them to win by at least 10 points. So give me Ohio State. I like Colorado to put it on Utah. I think Colorado's been probably one of the best-kept secrets in the Pac-12 as they've been playing great football. Everybody was talking about Washington, but Colorado's a 10-point favorite against Utah. I think they get it done. They win by at least two touchdowns. Arkansas and Missouri, that's a Friday game. This game is going to go well over the total. The total's 75. Again, it's a big number, but these two teams are going to fly up and down the field. I do like it to go over the total. I like Fresno State plus the points against San Jose State. I think Fresno wins outright. And I'm going to take Vanderbilt plus 7.5 against Tennessee. Kind of a weird spot. Vandy hasn't been great at all this season. Tennessee's been having their issues. You know, you get players transferring, and just things haven't gone as they expected in the beginning of the year. Remember when they were winning all those games in crazy fashion, and everybody was like, well, they got a horseshoe up their rear end, and they did, but the team of destiny, it didn't pan out that way. But I'll take Vanderbilt plus the 7.5. So I like Ohio State, Colorado, Fresno State, Vanderbilt, and I'll take the Arkansas-Missouri game over the total. That's a Friday game. All right, so here we go. Typically, I would pick all three Thursday games, but I don't like the two. One of the Thursday games is my concrete lock of the week. We'll get to that in a second. But the other two games, just looking at, you know, Indy with the quarterback issues there. I loved Indy coming in the game. If Luck plays, they were a three-point home dog on a Thursday night, short week against a Steelers defense. It's been atrocious. I still think Indy can cover that 7.5 with Scott Tolzien there, but I'm just not touching it. It's just an ugly game. I know a lot of people are going to play the over. Things could kind of get weird there. Also in the Minnesota-Detroit game, Minnesota's a hard team to figure out. I did take them as my lock last week. I just like the spot for them, and I don't like the Arizona team this year. But there's a lot to look at with that Detroit game on the short week. Did they right the ship? Did they finally get everything going? Stephon Diggs is a little banged up. I don't like that game whatsoever, so I'm staying away from it. But let's get to the games I do like on Sunday and Monday. I like Denver, Kansas City to go under the total. That's Sunday night football. The total's 39.5. I think the only way this goes over is if we see a defensive touchdown, special teams touchdown, something mixed in there. And that's very possible, but I'll play the odds and say it doesn't happen. Aqib Talib will be back for Denver's defense. They also get Derek Wolfe back. I like Denver KC under the 39.5. On Monday Night Football, I like Green Bay plus the points against Philly. I know everybody's against them and what's happened. Their defenses look downright atrocious, and they'll have to fix some things by Monday night. But Green Bay still has a solid offense, can still put up points. I think they will. I'm not telling you they win the game, but I'll gladly take them plus more than a field goal. I like Cincinnati against the Ravens. Again, not telling you Cincy's going to win this game, but even without A.J. Green and Giovanni Bernard, I think it's going to be a tightly fought game. The Ravens' offense, for whatever reason, typically struggles with Cincy's defense. So give me Cincinnati plus the 4.5. I like Carolina plus the points out at Oakland. 10 days to get ready for this game. Oakland on the short week. Carolina, this is a must-win for them. I'm not telling you they win the game again, but I will gladly take them plus the points. And my concrete lock of the week is on the Cowboys, minus the 7 against Washington. Washington's worst problem is stopping the run. The Cowboys, what do they do best? They run the football. We got a Dak Prescott, you know, a quarterback in Prescott that's much, much better at this point. And I think, too, when you start looking at it, they've already said Josh Norman's not going to shadow Dez Bryant. But either way, even if he does, I just think they wear them down and they end up pulling away and blowing them out in the second half. I like the Cowboys as my concrete lock of the week. Good luck, everybody.